Well, certainly political instability has reached the critical point in the country of the Ivory Coast in Africa. Laurent Gbagbo has now been offered amnesty and financial security if he peacefully leaves office there. Most of the world says Gbagbo lost the recent elections in the Ivory Coast. It's the world's leading cocoa producer, but that he cheated in order to remain in charge. The BBC's John James is there in the city of Abidjan, where Gbagbo is holed up. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So the international community and the African Union is offering him security for a peaceful departure. What is the likelihood that he will take that offer?
Yeah, very little. I mean, they're trying to make a sweeter deal as possible. Amnesty from any sort of international prosecution, a country of refuge. And there's been offers from the United States, France, Nigeria, amongst others, probably, and offers to see him and also several members of his entourage have shelter and, you know, an income as well. And a dignified exit is how they're trying to put it. But these offers have been on the table for a while. Obviously, they've been trying to come up with some solution that would please him. But really, in public, he's been absolutely clear that he's not moving. He said that in his New Year's Day message, that he's not giving up. He believes that he is the rightfully elected president and he's going to stay in charge.
However, at least one African leader has said they're willing to use force if they have to. Has he responded to that?
Well, he says he takes the threat of a military intervention seriously. And certainly the African governments and African regional bodies have been very strong on this, particularly ECOWAS, which is leading talks today. That's the regional bloc from West Africa. The African Union are here as well. Most people throughout the world and Africa as well have recognized Alassane Ouattara, his rival, really, as the winner of the elections at the end of November. But Laurent Gbagbo, who's been in charge for the past 10 years, says that's wrong, that he won. The Constitutional Council declared him the winner after cancelling about 500,000 votes or so. So, yeah, he's determined to stay. And it seems at the moment, despite the international pressure, he is still in the presidential palace.
Well, I want to play you a comment from Simon Munza. He's from the United Nations office that's been investigating human rights abuses in the Ivory Coast. Here's what he had to say.
We are concerned about conduct such as marking of doors with letters that correspond to ethnic groups of individuals, and we condemn that. We are horrified by that, and we would want that to stop. However, to jump from that to the extreme of saying that we are on the brink of genocide in Cote d'Ivoire, I think it's an exaggeration.
So that's one among the many claims going on about the Ivory Coast, that the violence that could erupt over this conflict with Gbagbo, genocide could be a part of that. What do you think of those claims?
Yeah, that was a warning given by the Ivory Coast new man at the United Nations. He's the man sent by Alassane Ouattara. He doesn't really have any power in Ivory Coast, but he's got power to name ambassadors abroad. That was the warning given. On the ground so far, we've seen around 200 deaths in violence against supporters of Alassane Ouattara. But I think for those at the UN, the word genocide is a bit strong so far to describe what's going on, even if things have been violent.
Well, we hope that you stay safe at least. John James is a reporter with our partner, the BBC. He is in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, talking about political instability as the international community tries to get Laurent Gbagbo to leave office peacefully. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.